We're going to look at Windows 10.
Such a dirty feeling. Some folks have said, why is a Linux-centric show looking at Windows?
Right.
Why does this happen?
Pourquoi?
Well, and it's just the simple case, and if you're watching this on LinuxTechShow.com, for example, and you're saying, why are they talking about Windows 10? Well, because a lot of folks use it, and we're genuinely here to help, and we want to make it easier for all users. But hey, we will say, hey, if you're not happy with Windows 10, why don't you switch to
Ubuntu
or Linux Mint or, you know, what have you. So just keep that in the back of your mind when they say, hey, don't forget to try Linux Mint. That's what we're here for. But we're going to look at an issue that you encountered this week, and a lot of other people have come across this after a recent update on Microsoft Windows 10, and that is this bad boy.
I was so confused when I saw that.
What is happening?
I was like, it's like
I'm thinking Windows 8 vibes, you know, when they came out with the panels. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. But it was horrible. So when you see that up on your screen, you're like, okay, well, I'm going to click on my start menu, right?
Yeah.
So 3, 2, 1, click. 3, 2, 1, click.
I know.
And it does nothing.
Windows Y.
Click. What do I do? Where?
I right-clicked on a whole bunch of those tiles.
That's different. Start.
And I hid them. I thought maybe that would help.
Did you try hiding them?
Yeah.
Did you try turning it off and on again?
Yeah. I tried a lot of things.
And you're not the first. And so when you encountered it this week, I was like, there's something odd here.
Yeah.
Because I've been getting a lot of folks saying, this is how my computer looked after today's update.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start clicking around, you're trying to figure it out, and you're going to laugh at how incredibly simple it is to fix this problem.
Okay, show me.
But it's important for you to know.
Okay.
Like, I didn't want to just fix it and just leave it fixed and then have it happen again and you're not sure how to fix it. Because it's like two clicks and you're back to normal.
Oh.
What has happened here is that Windows 10 has, for some reason, determined that you are using a tablet. So what you see there is, in fact, the touchscreen interface of a Windows 10 tablet.
I was so close in my guess.
Yeah?
Well, remember when I asked you for help, I was like, my view is wrong or something. Like, it's my view. It is. It was in a tablet view. I was right.
There you go.
Okay, so tell me how to fix it.
Nice. All right. Can you see how easy this is to fix? There are a couple of different ways to fix this. So, first of all, if you click on the notifier on the bottom right, that's going to bring up this dialog, and it looks like that. If you instead hit the Windows button and A, it's going to do exactly the same thing. Okay? So those are two different ways to bring up that dialog. When I bring that up, at the bottom left, you see a button that says tablet mode.
Yes.
Click on it. And you're back to Windows 10 the way that you're used to.
Mind blown.
Literally, it's that simple. I've got my taskbar back. I can bring back up Discord just the way I normally do.
Hi, world.
Everything's back to normal. Wow. So if you find yourself in this state where, hey, this is welcome to tablet mode, and here I go, boom, now I'm stuck. Windows button A, turn off tablet mode.
That is funny.
And you're back
in
business. Such a simple fix, right?
It's simple, but not like who would think of that?
People are looking; they're right clicking on everything. They're trying to go into settings and set things.
Well, let's just come back for a second to the fact that I had just done my laptop. I was like on this high of ability.
And then you get onto Windows 10, and it's like,
and then I don't understand.
The paradigm is completely shifted.
Why?
One other way that we can kind of make this more permanent is to go into your settings and go into system. And on the, left-hand side, tablet mode, you'll see this is what happened. Use the appropriate mode for my hardware. So for some reason, that determined that your hardware was appropriately a tablet. Well, no, let's just set it to use desktop mode. And then I never have to worry about it again if Windows thinks I'm on a tablet for some crazy reason. At least now in the settings, I've said, just leave it in desktop mode. Quit messing with things, Windows. Still don't leave things open overnight because you know it's going to reboot for you.
True.
But that's it. It's called tablet mode. There's how you disable it temporarily and more permanently as well.
As permanent as Windows 10.
Yeah. They're going to reset it with the next update.
Yeah, they will.
I guarantee you.